On today's show, we have Alyssa's 20-day Disney World and SeaWorld trip. This is WRWDW, the Disney World Planning Podcast. Hello and welcome to episode 224. I'm your host, Julie Elster, creator of WRWDW.com, the Disney World Planning website. And now we have part two of Alyssa's trip. If you did not listen to part one, head back and catch the first half. We talk staying off property, planning for a huge group of people, one-on-one time with your kids at Disney World. On this episode, we're going to talk about SeaWorld. We've got more Disney World adventures, so much going on. So I'm going to let Alyssa take it away. All right. So we have the flawless day is now over.
Flawless.
The flawless day.
And now we did back-to-back park days, all park days too, for the most part.
And big groups both days? Both days had everybody, right?
Well, this day is bigger. Today at Animal Kingdom, we have 11 total people. We were supposed to have 12, but my father-in-law wasn't feeling well.
Okay.
So he didn't come. The day before, it was 4, 5, 6, 7. And then my husband came late, so 8.
That's a lot of people, though.
Yes, 3 adults and 4 children, too. So, okay, today, Animal Kingdom's big day. We have the crew from yesterday, my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, their baby, us. Then my mother-in-law joined us, and my brother-in-law, Brian, and his wife, Darby, who was also expecting. And Darby and Kristen are 1 month apart. So our family is going to expand big time and come the spring. So we're very excited.
How exciting. You know, we didn't really discuss it too much. I kind of wanted to touch on, if you don't mind for a minute, just backtracking, Magic Kingdom, because you had it's your sister-in-law who was with you who's expecting?
Correct.
Okay.
So she could do just about everything. The only thing we wanted to do that she couldn't do was Tron. That was the only thing. So RJ and I just got on the virtual queue for Tron and left and Kristen out. But she wrote everything. We did teacups. We did Dumbo. We did, you know, anything the baby can do, if you're pregnant, you can do.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good way to think of it. Because Magic Kingdom, there are so many rides, like lap rides. So if you've got a little guy, a baby, they can just sit in your lap and ride. So that includes so many things. So that's really, a great park to go to if you're expecting and still want to be able to do stuff, because you're so limited on what you can do when you're expecting. So
I know the other park, I think Animal Kingdom was another great park. They could do almost everything except for two rides that we did. I feel like I always like anything the twins can do, I can do. And they wouldn't be able to do Flight of Passage. They still can't do Flight of Passage. So I don't think that's one they couldn't do, and Everest they couldn't do. They also didn't do Dinosaur, but they didn't.
So maybe fewer at Animal Kingdom. Definitely Magic Kingdom, though, is a great park.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, if you're expecting, go to Magic Kingdom.
Yes, or if you've got babies. Everybody's like, oh, I want to wait till my babies are older, and which I totally get. But if you don't want to wait till your babies are older and you want to take your babies, Magic Kingdom's the place to go. Okay, so let's fast forward then to Animal Kingdom and your huge group.
I do want to just rewind for one second. So the flawless day, remember I was saying that I changed my strategy, my Genie Plus strategy?
Yes.
So one thing I did, I'm like, I need to talk this out with someone who knows Genie Plus. Like, I need to talk it out with another Disney adult. You
okay.
So I texted my friend who's a travel agent. I was like, I need you to talk this out with me. So that's another good tip. If you are like doubting, think of somebody that you can like run a plan by. Because she's like, I get what you're doing. Good. And she helped me a lot with Animal Kingdom too. So because I was like, what should we? I've never gone Lightning Lane. I never did Genie Plus with Animal Kingdom before. So I'm like, what should we even like? What's the strategy? Like, I know the strategy at Epcot. I know the strategy at Magic Kingdom. What should be our plan at Animal Kingdom? Because Flight of Passage, you can't, if you don't know, you can't get a Lightning Lane, a regular
Genie Plus Lightning. Yeah, you can't get a Genie Plus Lightning Lane. You can purchase an individual Lightning Lane. Yeah. That's an interesting tip. I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that, but that is a good side note here. Because if you don't have like a Disney adult friend, if you're going to Disney, you're like, well, I don't have a person. There's like
4 million Facebook groups. You could hop on Reddit.
That's the thing. I'm happy to give my input.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, I have people who will message me on Instagram and ask. And I, people who are super into Disney do not mind if you ask the question. I get so many random questions, and I don't mind responding. And it sounds like you're the same way. And it's Disney people love sharing their knowledge. There are so many ridiculous memes about, like, the wall of text you'll receive if you ask a Disney person a question about the parks. That's a really great tip that I never really thought about before. But if it's overwhelming or confusing, Disney people love to share their knowledge.
I just need to talk things through. Yeah. Like, I need to just, like, speak it. But it helps to talk about it with someone who knows and understands.
Who loves it, who's into it, who... Yeah. You know, podcasts about it, because that's what we do. My friend, we love it, right?
So helpful. And she responds, I mean, like, as we do.
Yes.
It's Disney related. I'm like,
yes, suddenly, yes.
Stop.
Yeah.
Let's respond.
Then, like, you're sending your wall of text. And
yeah. So it was so, Carrie. Thank you, Carrie. You're a big help. But wanted to mention that. So she also helped me again with the strategy for Animal Kingdom. We all decided we were doing Genie Plus, especially because RJ was like, yesterday was so flawless. We have to do it.
Yeah, you want to keep that, you know, the bar has been set pretty high now. So you want to keep that going.
Yeah, and the Genie Plus was only $17 at Animal Kingdom. Oh, the other thing I do want to say. So back when I was flying just with me or my family or my kids, I would hop a little bit. But here we did one park a day. We didn't.
With so many people, I can see why that would be the better move. It's, you know, it's easier when it's just a couple of people or just one family to get everybody on the bus and get moving. Way more challenging with 11 people.
So, and many of them who are small. Okay. And the other thing I like to do, and I talked about this when I was on in November, is I do, especially with a larger group, I do like to have one meal a day that we have planned. So I did the Be Our Guest one for Magic Kingdom. Animal Kingdom, we had Yak and Yeti. And again, I had two. So we were a larger group. We were supposed to be 12. We ended up being 11. So I made two reservations of six. I had my husband make a reservation for six and myself make a reservation for six. So it was no big deal. Anyway, so I like to do the one big meal. So we were going in. We had a dining reservation at Yak and Yeti. 2 6-people reservation. So at 7 a.m., so I was talking to my friend Carrie. I'm like, what do you think our strategy should be? So we just ultimately decided to book the first lightning lane at 7 a.m. when you can. We booked for the safari. Figure that is a highlight there. We have very young kids who are into animals. So that's what we did. So our strategy basically for Animal Kingdom was like, scan and book. That's kind of how we did. And there's not much in Animal Kingdom.
And I think that's when you're just doing one park and you're not hopping. I feel like that is often how it goes. It's more when you're hopping that you run into the issue of, like, all right, now I have to wait the full 2 hours. And so I need to figure out what I'm going to do in that time. But since you're not hopping, it makes it a little bit easier to, like, all right, I'm going to pick one, scan, book the next one.
Yeah. All right. So we didn't stress about getting into the park super early. And again, we took two different cars. So the one car got there a little earlier than we did. We ended up meeting. So we were just going to meet at the safari. The one group, they went and did, like, Gorilla Falls, the trails and stuff. And then we ended up meeting at the safari. We went on it around 10 o'clock. So, what I booked was for 9:05. So from like 9:05 to 10:05. So, great safari. After we scanned in for the safari, we booked Lion King show for 11 o'clock. The safari was excellent. Our guide was amazing. And guess what, Julie? It was the second day's out for the new baby elephant coral.
Oh, yes. I just saw photos. There's a new baby elephant. So you got to see the elephant, the new baby.
So I warned everyone the day before because, like, obviously I saw it immediately as Disney Parks posted it. guy. He might see the baby. It'll be our second day.
See, I would be nervous to say anything because you never know what, like, what you're going to see on the safari. You just never know. I would be too nervous to get my kids excited about it. And they'd be like, you said we were going to see a baby and we didn't.
Yeah, that's true. They would have been mad. Oh, she was the cutest. Safari was great. The lions, both lions were awake, and like the guy was like sitting up all proud. It was very cute. Great safari. We had an excellent experience.
Good.
And then we booked it right to Lion King. The Lion King show is so amazing. The Festival of the Lion King. We loved it. The boys loved it. Oh my gosh. My little boys. Then once we scanned in for Lion King, I was talking to my brother-in-law. He's good to talk strategy with too, my brother-in-law, Brian. And we decided to book Navi River Journey, but it wasn't until 5 p.m. So that's when the return time was. But we're like, that's a nice ride. The pregnant ladies can do it. All the kiddos can do it. And we kind of wanted to be in Pandora at night anyway. So it actually worked out lovely. While we were at the Lion King show, we mobile order. I just passed my phone down. And we all mobile ordered from Harambe. So after Lion King, we'd go to Harambe Market, which I think is a great quick service. I like it a lot. I think the quality of food is very good and it's pretty healthy. So anyway, that's what we did. So after Lion King, we went over and we ate at Harambe. Now, it takes a lot of time for us. There's 11 of us. Again, four are very small. It takes us a lot of time to get from like point A to point B. There are multiple strollers we're dealing with. I think we actually had three strollers this day. Oh, no, maybe I did have the triple stroller. No, I had the triple stroller. We were thinking about doing two double strollers and a single stroller.
I was going to ask you if you had the triple stroller because I remember you had issues with that last time.
But I learned from that. I did not touch the Skyliner this time. I can put it on the monorail. That was fine. It was a little difficult, but not awful. Yeah, I had the triple stroller again.
Well, I'm glad to hear that there weren't any issues this time. And in case anyone doesn't remember or didn't listen to the episode, if you have a double or a triple stroller on the Skyliner, you have to fold it up. And one of the perks of the Skyliner, just in general, with like just a regular single stroller, is you don't have to fold it up. So in your last trip, you didn't know that. And as you were alone, just one adult versus three children trying to get on the Skyliner, it caused a few issues.
Yes, exactly.
Lessons learned.
There's reviewing the thing, and it looks like there's a lot of time in between things, but it does take us a lot of time from get to point A from point B. We got to get settled. We have to do potty breaks. You have to get the strollers because we just walked from Safari straight to Lion King because the timing was kind of close. We didn't like get the strollers and move them. So it was a little chaotic. There were tons of cheer. It must, be cheerleader dance competition season. So this whole month we saw tons and tons of little cheerleader, like cute little girls and some high school or college.
The cheer
whatever.
Teams.
It was
yeah.
very cute. Yeah,
that's
all
fun.
The teams. So, yeah, a little crowded, but it was fun. It was really fun. And like leaving one night, they all started cheering. It was very cute. But I was just thinking, I'm like, it was kind of crowded. Like it was pretty crowded. Okay, so we're taking a little break at Harambe Market. Then we went over and did Rafiki's Planet Watch. We took the train over, which all the kids love. They got a kick out of it. I mean, mine had done it before, but Tristan and Luke especially. Because Tristan's 16 months and Luke is 2. So around that, a little under 1. So that was great. They loved the petting area. Oh my gosh, there was this pig that was like its tongue was out. It was
living its best life.
So relaxed. Very cute. The boys were loving brushing them. They loved the petting area. And my sister-in-law, she's so cute. Darby, she's so cute. She was sitting there with the pig, with my one son, Beau. It was very, really nice little set. We went to the bathroom. We went inside briefly. The spiders really freaked me out. I like got real spooked by those stupid spiders. They're huge. Anyway, did that. And then we Oh, when we came out, we went to the Nemo show. They loved it. Tristan might have fallen asleep. I can't remember. Well, I like have my own kids that I'm
You were focused on yours.
They loved it. They like finding, they're into things like that. They loved it. It was a great show. I really enjoyed it very much so. And again, so now this is taking a big chunk of time. We ate, we did Planet Watch. So now it's binge. And the last Lightning Lane we did was not till 5 o'clock. So now while we're in Finding Nemo at the Finding Nemo show, that it comes up time to make our next Lightning Lane. So during Nemo, I booked, because now we're actually coming up towards our dining reservation at Yak and Yeti. So at Nemo, I actually booked Everest. We went to go do Everest before going to Finding Nemo, because it's next to each other.
Okay.
From Harare. So from Africa, we were walking along to Asia. We went to go do Everest, but it was down. And they kept like making announcements. We have no idea. It was like really down. Like, so I'm like, okay. So we kept going to Nemo. Went into Nemo. While we were in Nemo, I was able to book a lightning lane for Everest for later in the evening for 5 p.m. And I'm like, you know what? Let's just make it, because it'll turn, if Everest is down, it'll turn into an anything and we can use that another time. So I did that, even knowing though that my two sister-in-laws couldn't go on. But I'm like, whatever, we'll just have it in our back pocket because it's a great ride. So I did that. Then we had Yak and Yeti, our Yak and Yeti reservation. I wanted to get there early. So as soon as Nemo went out, I think I took either one of the kids or two of the kids or whatever. And I kind of beelined it because I was only seeing one reservation on my app because my husband doesn't have me connected to him. Why would he? So I can't. So I'm like panicking. I'm like, there's no way I messed this up, but it looked like I did. So I'm like, I got to get to Yak and Yeti and talk to someone.
Just to confirm that there's a table for everybody.
And good thing I did, because we weren't together. They had us in two separate rooms.
Mm.
So it was good that I went in and talked. And I said, I know the reservations were, well, and then I found out it's like, oh yeah, there's 2-6. We're actually one table of 11. So it worked out beautifully. So we had to wait a little bit. We were taking some pictures. I have the photo pass with my annual pass. They upgraded mine. So like my brother-in-law and sister-in-law and Tristan, they were taking like cute pictures and I made sure to scan. So even though I would see them anyway and download them, but there was just a little bit of downtime, which was good and bad.
You know, taking photos is always a great way to fill that time when you're waiting. The memory maker, especially if you have an annual pass, is so worth it. So that upcharge is, I mean, I hate that it used to be included in an annual pass and it's not anymore. That kind of bothers me. That's a different topic for a different day, but it's worth it. It's worth the money.
I think it's worth it too.
They know I'll pay it because it's worth it.
I know. That's it. Yep. I know. True. So Yak and Yeti was delicious. Everybody ate very well. Our waitress was so amazing. So like really went out of her way to make sure everyone was happy and taken care of. She just was playing with interacting so sweetly with my twins who were a little, I mean, it's like 3:40, it's like 4 o'clock, it's like almost witching hour. And she was very kind, very patient. We had a lovely experience. We've dined there before and we'll be back. It's really great. Okay. So then afterwards, Everest was open and it was our lightning lane. So we, the guys and me went and we rode Everest, the four of us, which is such a great ride. That was like super quick. And on Everest, I've actually booked, everyone was kind of losing steam. So I booked a dinosaur for later in the evening because there really wasn't much now to book. So I booked a dinosaur. It was like the last thing we could book. So I grabbed that just in case, like if anyone wanted to.
I wish you could book the character meets other than Mickey and Minnie. Like I wish that you could book like Donald and some of those other characters where the waits are a little bit longer. I feel like that would space out some of the lightning lanes at that park. I don't know. Totally. That's just my 2 cents.
I agree with you. So, okay, we did Everest. The kids and pregnant people. We're hanging out on the theater watching the boats go by. It's a really lovely place to sit and relax. Or the monkey. I know they were watching the monkeys at one point too. So we did that. Then we head over to Pandora. Now, originally, talking all day, I kept talking about Nomad Lounge. I'm like, we should go there and get a drink. It's so great. We didn't end up ever getting to Nomad Lounge, just the way that the timing worked. So next time, that's going to have to be a priority for us because it's such a great little spot.
Yeah, it's hard with so many people and with so many kids. Like you said, it takes way longer to do anything or get anywhere.
Yeah, the low expectations. So then we head over to Pandora. We didn't, all of us did Navi River Journey, which was great. And then immediately after Navi River Journey, we ran over to Flight of Passage. And this is where two people, Brian and Paul, the two brothers, were going to take it up for, take one for the team and wait in the hour and the 120 minute wait for Pandora. And we set up a rider, we set up rider switch. So they waited, and then RJ and I just at the end of the night.
Those two guys, those guys are keepers because that is quite the wait.
Yeah, they might have won though because the kids were like,
right, yeah, that's true. They get some adult time.
Yeah, yeah, but that line was so brutal. But they were so excited. Brian had never ridden it before. So it was nice. And it's nice that
seeing the full queue is really neat too. Being able to see the entire thing is part of the experience.
It is. It really tells the backstory.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was that. So they were gone for the night, right. In line.
Right.
And we went over to Dinoland. We did Triceratops spin. At this point, this is like in the evening now. It was dark, so like maybe 6-ish. It was like later in the evening, and the baby Tristan had fallen asleep, so he was like peaceful in a stroller snoozing. My three were ready to party though when we came up to the plate. Triceratops spin, and then they just like played in the Boneyard playground for like 2 hours until we went back. They had so much fun. And then while they were at the playground, my sister-in-laws were watching my kids. My mother-in-law was with the baby who was sleeping. And RJ and I ran and did Dinosaur. So we got that. I think that ride is so scary.
Oh, really?
So scary.
That ride does not scare me at all. At all.
Oh, my God. I was hiding my big, strong brother-in-law. I'm like... Yeah, so we did Dinosaur, and then we went back to Pandora to do the rider switch. Now my husband and brother-in-law weren't out of line, but we're like, let's just try to scan in and see if we can.
They were still in line. Park closed. Oh man,
this is past park closed. It was past 8 p.m. The park closed at 8 tonight. It was like a later night for them, but it was past 8 o'clock, and we're like, let's just see. That's why we're like, let's get over, because I don't like, if the park's closed, maybe they won't let us go on,
right?
Even though we set up a legitimate rider switch. So we're like, let's just try to scan, and we got to scan because all the kids were contained. They were fine with just the three adults.
Yeah, what an interesting situation. I had never considered that. If you set up rider switch towards the end of the night and the park closes, but the person you're switching with isn't quite off the ride yet, what happens in that situation?
I think they honored it. They honored it for us. They're like, yeah, go ahead. And it was park after park close.
Interesting.
I don't know, though. I don't speak. I'm not sure.
Okay. So, we'll say that we don't know that this is the hard and set rule, but for you, it was a non-issue.
And it was a non-issue also because we had multiple adults. It wasn't just one and one where you need that person to watch the child so you can go on. We were lucky. We had ample adults, many pregnant people who couldn't go on it anyway. So RJ and I went on. It was so great. It's such a great ride. And so I'm like, so my brother-in-law, because we did Tron, my brother-in-law and I are doing all the rides together. So we had done, you know, we were talking about Tron before, and Tron's his favorite movie. So he's like, I could have stayed in here all day long in the queue and that. But he's like, it's just so short. We're talking about Passage, and the whole trip, we were talking, what are your favorite rides? What's the top, you know, five? And Flight of Passage just always creeps its way up there. It's a great ride, and it's so long. You get a lot for
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe not.
You feel when you're waiting 120 minutes, you don't want something as short as like, say, Tron, which is over before it begins, is kind of how it feels.
Yeah, truly. So that was our Animal Kingdom day. It was a great day, truly. Really great.
Flawless. Was this considered flawless? Did we repeat the flawless?
I didn't get that title, but I think it was.
Okay. I vote that it was.
It would have been nice if we could have gotten to Nomad Lounge. That would have been the only tweet.
All right. So
but yeah.
almost flawless.
Most flawless.
Okay. What's your next day then?
That's it. Okay. So then that weekend it rained and rained and rained and rained and rained. We had tons and tons of rain. So we originally had a sibling monorail tour planned for just the six of us. But that actually got pushed back the next day because Darby couldn't join us. She had to fly home to get back to work. But anyway, so we ended up canceling our sibling monorail tour or postponing it. And all we did was we wanted to go to Trader Sam's. Well, I did not realize this. So online on the app, it says Trader Sam's opens at 3 p.m. So we were there at 3 p.m. and they're like, the list is closed. But I guess they open the list at 1 or 1:30.
Oh.
I didn't know. Mm. I didn't know that. So we couldn't get into Trader Sam's, but we just got a drink up at the Tambui Lounge.
There you go.
Which had a very long line. We were not the only ones who had this idea.
Yeah.
On this rainy day. But it was nice. We had a drink. And then actually my husband and I ended up going and ate at Morimoto. I forgot about this, but that we did that for Valentine's, or like Valentine's, delayed Valentine's Day night dinner. We went to Morimoto.
Okay.
So then it's President's Day. We didn't have any plans then. Oh, one of the days we went to a pirate dinner show. It's outside. It's in Orlando. I don't know. We were in the car for a little while though, but it was so fun. So it wasn't Disney, but it was a really fun night. And my little Zach was in the show. It was a little pirate.
So was this, like, are you actually out on a boat or is this in a restaurant?
No, it's like medieval times.
Okay.
It's like medieval times, but a big pirate ship.
I have a medieval pirates. Times in my area, so I'm very familiar. I grew up going to medieval times. I've taken my own children.
You gotta check out this pirate show.
Do you know what it's called?
It was Pirate Dinner
Adventure. Pirate Dinner Adventure. Okay, I'm going to look it up and I'm going to put a link in the show notes for
my father-in-law. He's so funny. He like loves Groupon. My father-in-law, I think, got a Groupon for it. So,
okay.
So it was so fun. Yeah, so we did Pirate Dinner Adventure. I don't remember when we did it. I don't remember if it was after.
And so you get like food, a pirate show.
Yeah,
what's...
it was great. You could upcharge and get a picture. But it was like $80 for like, you know, the pictures that they take. And then you could meet the characters after. Pirate Dinner Adventure, very cute. Fun little thing.
Okay.
Okay. So then next day we did SeaWorld. We went to SeaWorld. Most of us went to SeaWorld.
All right. It was fine. I haven't been to SeaWorld in ages and ages. It is like a completely different place now from the last time I went. Yeah. That's how long it's been. Tell me a little bit about SeaWorld. Obviously, this isn't a SeaWorld podcast, but it is right there. People do occasionally ask, what's your take on SeaWorld? Is there a lot for the kids to do, for the adults to do?
SeaWorld's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. Okay.
The dolphin show was amazing. We missed the sea otter show, but I remember seeing that and thinking it was cute. The seal and walrus show, that was cute. Orca show was down, which was disappointing because we were excited to see that. In fact, my father-in-law and my aunt-in-law, my Aunt Karen, waited online for a half hour for the art orca show and for it to not even, it was an orca presentation. The stadium was closed down. It was so ridiculous. I will say the Sesame Place area, there's a Sesame Place area. It's very cute. The boys loved it. There's like a playground. I wouldn't say playground. It's like turf, I guess, with things like hills and like tunnels and music things that they could just run around and play.
How big is the Sesame Street area? I've been considering doing like one more trip this year with my daughter. Now, she's 7. She's obviously grown out of Sesame Street. But at the same time, she'd remember and she'd be like, wow, I loved these characters. I loved this show. But I'm curious, like, how big is the area? What did your kids think of it? What was there for them to do in the Sesame Street area?
There's a couple little rides. There's like a train ride. There's a merry-go-round. There's a couple other rides that my kids weren't big enough to do in the Sesame Place area. There's a water. It was too cold to do water, but there's like a whole water splash pad neat thing. Then there's, you can meet some characters. We met Cookie Monster and, I don't know, a character, Zoe?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And then there was a big bird who comes out and they do a read aloud. It's very cute.
This sounds similar to me to what Universal does. Now they've closed down. They used to have like the Curious George area, which was like a water, they closed that down. They're revamping that whole area. But between that and Seuss Landing is kind of what this sounds like. And hearing you say that there were some rides, but your son wasn't big enough to go on it, it gives me the same frustration that Seuss Landing gives me, where it's like, this is aimed towards little guys. It should be like Magic Kingdom we were just talking about, you know, like lap availability, you know, like it drives me nuts that like little guys can't go on these rides that like this is what they're here for.
Yeah. So SeaWorld, I'd say, has a lot of I would have liked to have done the roller coasters. They have like a lot of looks really thrilling roller coasters. We didn't do any. The trip was for the kids, but like they have some awesome roller coasters. Maybe your older kids would love that. I don't know if they're ride guys, but and then the SeaWorld. But there's so many aquariums and fish that you can go. There's the Stingray Touch Tank, which they didn't seem to want to be touched, but whatever. Lots of like you know, it was fun. You could feed a lot of the animals. We fed the sea. There's seals and sea lions. That was maybe a highlight for me. They were so cute, all just sitting there on these perches going, like barking. And you could you could feed them. So I bought like everyone fish to feed them. So our hands stunk, but I don't care. The boys had so much fun feeding the seals.
And I'm guessing the price point was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially compared to Disney World.
You can't compare SeaWorld to this.
Well, right. You know, I'm just talking ticket price wise. I'm not talking like, you know, the park itself, because you're right.
Parts of it were well themed, but like we were just getting my cousin. So Paul's cousin came at this point on Sunday. His cousin Laura and her husband Chris, they live in New York, and their son, who's six, came, and her mother, Aunt Karen. So it's Paul's first cousin. So they came down too. And Karen's an owner in Orange Lake as well.
Okay.
As my father-in-law. So Laura, oh my God, Laura was getting so, because we're walking. This would never happen in Disney World. There's all this construction going on. But you can see the construction because it's not like, it's not built to look like what you're, like an aquarium, or built to look like, you know, Tiana's Bayou, whatever.
Right.
Like
the theming is not the same. Yeah.
They're walking through a construction site and they stopped us, and there's like a line of people. So all these like construction vehicles could go. And my cousin Laura's like, this is why this would never happen.
Yeah.
So we had to stand there for like 10 minutes waiting for like construction. It was fine, but it's,
I think
not
fine
Disney
is the word. It's like, good, fine. You know, would you make us like a trip by itself just for SeaWorld? No, probably not.
No.
But as an add-on for one day? Yeah.
Yes. You're trying to save money, right? And you're like, oh, we want to go down for this many days. We have this many funds. We want to do Disney, but we can't afford to do Disney
for
every
single
day.
Yes.
Do SeaWorld first, though. Don't do it
Or like my
do
oldest.
And then go to Disney.
My oldest, when he was younger, he was obsessed with Elmo. Like if this had been around when he was little, this would have been great for him. We had so many Elmo toys and DVDs and shirts, and everything was Elmo. So if you have an Elmo obsessed kid, I could see this being a good
Yeah, my neck. It was great. It was a good day. It was really fun. Lunch was very expensive, though. We ate at that shark. There's like a shark tank. There were just really long lines and it was very crowded. It was fine. It was a good day. We enjoyed each other's company. But we went to lunch in the like shark tank. It's kind of like Coral Reef at Epcot.
Okay.
But at SeaWorld and it's sharks. Cool vibe, really nice theming. The waitress was like very kind. It took forever. It took a full 2 hours, maybe even more.
Oh, wow.
And it was very expensive. It was very,
you know,
expensive.
I'm looking at ticket prices right now, and it looks like tickets start just for a single day ticket at $99, which isn't terrible, but you can do a ticket plus all day dining starting at $142. That's pretty good because you can get, and I'm looking at the fine print, one entree, one side or a dessert, and one non-alcoholic beverage, and you can redeem it every 90 minutes. So every 90 minutes, you can go up and get an entree, a drink, a side for $142. Yeah. Now, I'd be curious about the quality of the food for that price, but I don't know.
I don't know. I think I'm actually surprised it was that much money. I thought it was less. So maybe there was a Groupon or something. I'm not sure, but I don't know.
Could very well be. I mean, I just pulled up really quickly on here. Who knows what deals are out there? This is just direct on their website.
If you were going to do all the roller coasters, okay, I could justify the $99. But for us, what we did, I thought it was a little, whatever. It was fine. It was a nice day.
Well, then let's move back towards Disney property then.
Grand finale. The next Wednesday, this is Wednesday now, the 21st, my sister-in-law and her family left and my brother-in-law left. So they went home. They stayed for 1 week, Wednesday to Wednesday. But now Aunt Karen and Laura and Chris and Elliot are there. So Elliot, again, is my boy's cousin, but he's older. He's 6, going to be 7 in June. So we went to Hollywood Studios. So we did, we had in advance booked Hollywood and Vine, which I had never eaten at before. And we did the Fantasmic dining package. Fantasmic was certainly a priority. The twins had never seen it. Paul and I saw it once, we went for like an anniversary trip. And that was a long time ago. And it was it was always his favorite growing up. So Fantasmic was the priority. Meeting characters, all our boys are very into that now. That was another priority. We also did Genie Plus this day. And the travel group was just adult girls and 3 little kid boys.
Okay.
We did. It was me, my cousin, our cousin Laura, and Aunt Karen. And then her son, Elliot, and I just took the twins. I left Luke with my mother-in-law.
Okay.
Which I felt really guilty about, but it's just so.
Yeah. You know, he got a full day with you, you know, just one-on-one time with you. So don't beat yourself up.
No. I didn't have another adult to help. So I was.
No, I get it. You want that.
Had a great
day. Like the man-on-man, you want 3-on-3.
And it was it's hard. Like. Anyway, so we had a really great day. This was another rock star day. Really great. 7 a.m., we booked Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Train for 9:30. We got there around 9. Again, same thing. Oh, we all took one car, too, since it was a smaller group. My car's massive. So everyone piled in.
Yep, yep.
We got there around 9. We took a couple pictures on the boulevard. Everyone was in good spirits and it was a beautiful morning. Then we went to Mickey and Minnie's. Then when we scanned into Mickey and Minnie's, I booked for Frozen, the Frozen sing-along for 10:30. We did that. After that, we got a quick little snack. Churros, filled the popcorn bucket, you know, quick little snack. Once we scanned into Frozen, I booked Toy Story Mania. Now the up for 11:45. So we're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
We walked around, took some pictures, you know, in the Toy Story area. We did Toy Story Mania. on Toy Story Mania. I booked Alien Swirling Saucers for right after. We did that. Then this is where we split up a little bit because Elliot is tall enough to ride Slinky Dog Dash and my boys just missed it. I think next year they'll be tall enough.
Oh,
I think they're going to be great. Oh, and this is what I talked about Laura at 7 a.m. too. I was like, do you want to book Slinky at 7? She's like, no, she didn't want to. She's like, let's just play it kind of by ear. So that this is where we split up. So she and her family, her son and mother, went online for Slinky Dog. And I just took the boys. We met. We went to the bathroom. We strolled around a little bit. And they, again, have been so into the characters that Buzz was out and Woody and Jessie were meeting. So we waited in line for all the characters. But it was, I have the cutest pictures. I sent them to you already, I'm pretty sure. And you know, their birthday party is Saturday, actually, their fourth birthday party. And it's a joint, the babe Luke and my twins.
Okay.
And it's going to be to infinity and beyond.
Oh.
And reach for the sky.
Oh, my God.
Toy Story themed.
That's adorable.
I'm actually printing the pictures and bringing them because they like loved meeting Buzz. They were like flying with him. It was great. So we killed the hour. She was online 90 minutes. It was posted 120. She really was online 90 minutes. So it really was great. So online for Buzz, and this is where people are so kind. I think I mentioned this in November too. I'm like, I love being in Disney World because people are just so kind. I feel like kinder in Disney than like anywhere else and really like look out for you. On the Buzz Lightyear line was so long. And the good thing is they really have amazing interactions with the people that they're meeting. So you don't want it to be rushed because when it's your turn, you're getting good attention.
Yes.
But it makes a very long line. So we had a few, Buzz had to like go in for battery recharges or whatever, like a couple times while we were online. And Zach, so we're finally like in that, like Buzz is there. I can see, I can taste, I can smell him. Like he's right there. And Zach has to poop.
Of course. Okay. Of course.
I'm like, Zach, can you eat? And he's like holding his butt. I'm like, he can't. And the sweet people behind us are like, we'll hold your spot. Go, go, go. So I'm like, let's go. Like, we're running to the bathroom. He poops. Bo had to pee. I wouldn't let Bo pee. I'm like, we're going back. We'll pee after this. And so we make it back. And Buzz had gone out for a quick little battery break again or whatever, recharge. And they were next. So we got to be right in front. I was like, oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. It was so nice. We made it. No accident.
Man.
We made it. It
little
great.
Kids wait until the last minute. They wait until the last minute and until they wait until like the worst possible time. They're like, you know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to be sitting in the stroller. We're going to be just walking around doing nothing. And I'm going to hold it. And I'm going to hold it and hold it and hold it until we're 5 feet away from Buzz Lightyear, and he wants to give me a hug. And if he hugs me, I'm going to poop my pants. then they're like, you know, Mom, I think I have to poop.
Crazy. So that was, but those people were very, very kind who were behind. So we met a few characters. Now, all day long, we had been trying to get a Rise individual lightning lane. But they were sold out. Because at 7 a.m., I guess only hotel resort guests can book those.
Mm-hmm.
So when is it not till park open that everyone else?
Park open, yeah.
We weren't able to. We kept trying all day long. Finally, while she was online for Slinky Dog and we were online to meet Woody and Buzz, where like I'm refreshing, she's refreshing. I found it. One open for 2:30. I'm like racing to try to get it. Couldn't get it. I'm like, what's going on? She had nailed it. She got it. She snagged it.
Oh, good.
So we got it. Yeah, she's quick.
Excellent.
So we got individual lightning lane for Rise. So right after they got off Slinky Dog, Elliot was able to come and meet Woody and Jessie. They got off right when we were going to meet Woody and Jessie. So he came with us. And then we went over and we had to do child rider switch for that because my twins couldn't go on it. But we did Rise of the Resistance, which was awesome. Such a great ride. I booked Indiana Jones for the 3 p.m. show, but we weren't going to make it because we were doing the rise and the rider switch and everything. But that's the last show. So it ended up just being kind of a wasted lightning lane.
Mm, yeah.
Then we, so we just like hung out in Galaxy's Edge. We got the blue and green milk. After Galaxy's Edge, we walked around, killed time because, you know, rise takes a little bit. It was time for lunch. So you went to Hollywood and Vine. Lunch was great. It was expensive too, but great character interaction. The vibe's cool, little 50s diner, like vibe. It's cute.
Yeah, and that one is really, I feel like that one has gone up in value, like as far as the food being very good and the character interactions are really great. Like that one used to be kind of iffy, and they've really upped their game in the last couple of years,
that's
good
to hear.
Yeah.
We enjoyed it. It was a lot of money, but we really enjoyed it. And the boys ate really, really well, which was awesome. And we had some really cute moments. I sent a picture of Zach kissing Minnie Mouse's nose.
Aww.
And there was Minnie and Mickey's like photo bombing in the background. It was very, it was sweet. Then we grabbed some drinks at Hollywood Brown Derby Lounge. They're really good. Really good drinks. We did Muppet 3D. Then we did, you know what we did? We did the Lightning McQueen Racing Academy. I was talking to you about that last time, and I've never done it before. It's so cute.
It is. It is very cute.
So cute. So cute. My husband would like it. He has to. And then my husband met us. As soon as we got out of Lightning McQueen, there he was. He was right there waiting for us because he had worked all day, and then met us for Fantasmic. And then, we went to Fantasmic. It was amazing. I mean, I was this the whole time. What a great firework. What a great show. I don't even want to say firework show. What a great show.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So it lived up to, you said you hadn't seen it in a long time, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was super impressed.
Okay. And did you say you did the dining package for that? Okay. Talk to us a little bit about the dining package for Fantasmic. I assume it was through Hollywood and Vine, I assume, right?
It was through Hollywood and Vine. So there was like seating that was roped off for a dining package. And you got to go in. It was almost like a lightning lane. Like you got to go, you don't wait in the general admission area. You go in a little bit of a faster area when you have the dining package. So we booked that online through the app. It wasn't through Hollywood. I don't remember how we did it because Laura actually made this reservation, not me. I think it was under dining, Fantasmic dining package. It wasn't through Hollywood and Vine.
Yes, when you book these, she probably did it online as opposed to the app. I'm not sure that you can book the packages through the app. I'm pretty sure you have to do that in a browser. But you're correct. If you're looking to book a dining package, whether it's Fantasmic or any of the dining packages, don't just book the restaurant because that you won't have access to the dining package. There's a specific link for the dining packages. So you can just search in Disney's website, or you can just, scroll through all dining and just scroll down until you find it. But you have to book through the specific link to get the dining package.
And we've done the Epcot dining packages before for the Candlelight Processional.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. They give you a little give you the tickets and whatever. The one note I'd like to make is, since it was a dining package, my annual pass, they didn't give an annual pass discount.
Oh, okay. I did not realize that. You don't get the discount for the dining package.
So that was not eligible with the dining package.
Now, did you feel like it was worth it? Did you think you needed to do the package? Could you have just shown up and been fine?
You know, I don't know. I wasn't really looking. I was a little overwhelmed by everything. And I was very tired at this point. You know, it was very crowded, but it is a very big stadium. So there was only one fire. There was only one Fantasmic that night that I saw. Sometimes there's two.
Right. Yes. But, they do sometimes do a second show.
It looked like there was only an 8 p.m.
Did you feel like you had good seats? Because that's another one of the perks. Not only is it guaranteed seating, but you get better seats. And obviously, you can't compare it to different seats, but you felt you had a great view.
Oh, great view. Yeah. We were center. It was great view. Yeah. It was really amazing. Truly amazing.
Did you feel like you had to get there early? Or did you kind of just stroll up at the last minute with the dining package?
No, we got there a little.
You still got there early.
You didn't have to. You probably could have strolled up, but we did get there a little early. First of all, everyone was a little tired. It was a little cold. We were getting a little cranky. I wanted to fill up the popcorn buckets again, like the popcorn bucket again and whatever. It was great. We had a really lovely time. Then after Fantasmic, this also, the park's still open after the show, which I love. The twins wanted to do Mickey and Minnie's train again. So we did. We bookended the...
With Mickey and Minnie.
Yeah, Mickey and Minnie. So we, just my family rode that. My husband and the twins and the other, and Karen and Laura and Elliot, they went shopping. They got a little souvenir and like, we're just hanging out waiting for us. But that was pretty quick. It was 30. It still was 35 minutes, but it was pretty.
Not too bad.
So that was our grand finale. But I said that I went with Luke and ate at Chef de France. I made a reservation just for Paul and I to go.
You did say that.
Yeah, it was the next day, the Thursday night, 8 p.m. Though it was a late reservation.
No other park stuff the next day. Just popped in for a dinner reservation.
Dinner and we rode Remy.
Oh, okay.
We just were right there. We went on
why Remy's not?
It was great. Really quick walk on. And first time for having to meet, they closed it right by. There was one party behind us, but we were the last like car.
Oh, cool.
Like the last night that went out. Yeah. And he would like, there was the cast member was like following, like, I don't know. He had like a notepad. He was taking notes. And like they were closing the gate, they closed, they were locking everything as we were like going by. So that was like kind of cool. I'd never been like the last person.
Yeah, kind of a fun experience.
And I guess the park closed at 9 or something. And we got online a little after the park closed. They still let us on. It was 9:02. It wasn't extremely late, but. They let us on. Everyone was very nice. And the meal was delicious. Paul loved it.
I'm glad you got a chance to go back and experience that with your husband. I mean, as fabulous as it sounded with the baby falling asleep and letting you have your wonderful meal to yourself, I am glad you got to go back and do it with an adult, with your husband.
Yeah, it was nice. Good news where I am very lucky is we go again, Paul's family, we go every year, every February for the most part, we're going to be gone. They've gone every February for 20 years. So I will be back. So if I miss something, I know there's at the very least next February, but we're actually our next trip's December 1st through 12th.
Oh, that I was going to ask. Okay. So you've got like a holiday trip coming up in December.
I like the first week in December there in Florida. The weather is kind of, it can be cold, but it can be really beautiful. But I think they're pretty low crowds in general. And I love the holiday stuff's all out by then. I love it. Yeah. So I'm excited. We were down there, my father-in-law knocked on the door one morning. I get a knock on the villa and he goes, hey, you want to come back December 1st through 12th? I'm like, I do.
Okay.
I do.
Sure. Yeah. I was just going to ask who's going. Is it just your family? But it sounds like your in-laws are going.
No, the first through 12th will be just the five of
us. Oh, okay. So it is just the five.
Oh, maybe my mom's going to retire finally. She's a teacher and she's finally retiring. So I'm hoping that they'll join us for at least a little bit when we're down there in December. The other thing I really want to do in December is try Dave's vacation rental. Or if not, stay on property somewhere for like a night or two. I'd like to do the Polynesian, but with the construction, I might wait. I'd like the beach club villas.
I love David's vacation rentals. I have used them many times and definitely recommend rather than booking direct through Disney, because they will charge you an arm and a leg. So it's a much better value. And what's nice, so with David's, you have to pay up front. Like if they can find it for you, you pay everything up front. But what's nice is you know exactly how much it is. Like they have a calculator. And so you can put in your dates and you can be like, this is the resort I want. And they'll show you a list. Like, you want a one bedroom, it's this price. You want a two bedroom, it's this price. So there's no question. If the price is good and you're comfortable, you know, paying for it immediately, let's put in a request. But I will say, put in your request sooner rather than later, because things book up. DVC is extremely popular, and people now, they know now renting points is big business. So stuff.
Okay.
So just my two cents that you didn't ask for, but like stuff books up very, very quickly.
Man, I'll talk about Disney all day. Yeah. I love it. Thank you. That's something I'd like to try
next. Yeah. Yeah.
And there was another thing that we didn't get to that I really wanted to do. I'm like, oh, next time we'll do it. I forget now. But
it's a nice part of being an annual pass holder and having the luxury of being able to go more than once. So that, I take notes and write down questions and stuff as I'm talking to you. And we kind of discussed this a little bit earlier, but I'm curious because this trip definitely sounded more low-key than I was expecting. Like, you had a few days where it was go-go, but even the go-go-go days didn't feel go-go-go. And I'm guessing it's because you had so many people. And like you said, it takes so long to get from point A to point B. But with more downtime and taking it easy, how did this compare to like your go-go-go types of trips? Is this something you prefer? Are they something you'd plan to do?
Like both. I did plan to do that this trip. That's what I wanted. I'm like, I want to be more laid back. I mean, hopefully they get rid of park reservations altogether because that'll make it even easier. But even that entering after two, you can make work. I like them both. I do like a go-go-go day. I went to the parks a lot. Again, I went 8 days out of 20 to a Disney park and then the SeaWorld and Disney Springs. I was tired. My feet hurt me a lot. I was tired. Even like when we got back to New Jersey, like my back was hurt. Like I was tired. I was fatigued. On the other hand, my kids weren't in school like they are here. I was momming even more hardcore there than here a lot of days because they're not in a routine. They're not, you know, that could be why too. I don't know if I answered your question. I like them both. I like a go-go-go day. I like a more laid-back day. But I like both. I like a balanced both.
So do you think your trip in December will be more laid-back? Or do you think you'll be like, all right, let's do as much as we possibly can?
No, I think it'll be a mix. I like a mix. I think there'll be one or two days that I will, like, the Paul will take off of work and will, like, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do it all. We're going to have a nice sit-down dining reservation. We'll do maybe one or two days like that. But the rest I hope to be, oh, we'll just hang out in the pool. And then, oh, let's just go. Oh, you guys want to go ride Buzz Lightyear? Let's go.
Yeah. And it's easier to do that with five people as well, to just kind of hop from thing to thing, as opposed to doing it with 11 people or 12 people. I'm curious, how did you stay organized with so many people? Do you use any sort of tools or resources to stay organized?
So in the past, I've done spreadsheets. I've done an Excel spreadsheet with each day, color-coded. I had would have our dining reservation in. That's when I had a lot. Last year, we had to make a reservation for 20 people. So that was a lot of people. So I did a spreadsheet. I think I did Google. I just put an event in Google Calendar beforehand that showed everyone the dining reservations. But that was really it. We stayed together. We really stayed together. So we were together the whole time. No one really separated.
That makes it easier. It's tough when you're helping people who are all going their own ways.
Yeah. No, we see. Yeah. Yeah. We stayed together. But we have a group text, too. So I think last year when it was Luke's first birthday, we went down with, again, a lot of people came then. Cousins came, a lot of extended family came. So that day there was split up, but we just used we utilized text a lot. Meet here. Okay, booked that. But so another, I didn't need it this trip, but last time there were so many of us doing Genie Plus. What we did was we broke down into smaller groups, and we had one representative from each group to work together. So it was me, Brian, and Anthony, and the three of us would be like, okay, what are we going to do now? Like, what do you guys want? Yeah. So whenever it was time to remake the lightning rain, we just made sure that three of us were together or talking or had a plan.
I like that.
Make it, and then like we could separate and we knew our next step, you know?
You have the one family representative who, yes, that makes it so much easier than having 20 people in a group text. Because then there's somebody who's like, I don't know, or I want to do this, or I don't feel like that. And so you just have one person making an executive decision for that particular family.
Find the part. Yeah, exactly. But it was really great. It was really great.
Oh, it sounds like you had a wonderful trip. And I can't wait to hear about your December trip because I'm sure I'll be hearing all about it. Thank you for sharing this epic 20-day Florida trip with me.
Crazy. Thank you for having me and listening to all of that.
Thank you again to Alyssa for being on the show. There's a ton of links in the show notes. If you're interested in being a guest, you can leave me a voicemail message. Otherwise, I will see you guys in the parks.